Order, order.
The opposition's turning up the heat on United Future MP Peter Dunn, who gives John Key the extra vote he needs for passing legislation not supported by the Māori Party. Question time was preceded by an argument across the chamber over whether the deregistration of Mr Dunn's United Future Party affected its standing in the House. Labour's claims that it did were supported by New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
If a party member in here no longer has a party registered outside there under the Electoral Act, then he ceases to be a leader of that political party.
The government's leader of the House, Jerry Brownlee, disagreed.
The real point is that a party has to be registered prior to an election to be recognised for parliamentary purposes in the Parliament, and you would assume, sir, that that would continue for the period that the party was elected. That is my simple point.
Mr Brownlee's opposite number, Labour's shadow leader of the House, Trevor Mallard, said parties had to inform the Speaker of a change in circumstances.
And Mr Speaker, it's become apparent through the news media that the United Future Party no longer is a party registered under the Electoral Act. It is my submission to you that there's an obligation on Mr Dunn to inform you of that.
The Speaker, David Carter, said he'd already written to Mr Dunn.
And I will await a response to that letter before I further consider the matter.
The focus remained on Peter Dunn, with this question for Mr Key from Winston Peters.
Tell me, Prime Minister, have you spoken to the Honourable Peter Dunn about his phone records and the pure connection by dates of exclusive leaks shortly after those phone calls and other communications that are a crime under the Crimes Act because the information is classified?
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaker, no, because if I did that, I would be doing the job of David Henry. I am not the person responsible for the inquiry.
John Key then faced questions from Labour's Claire Curran about the Chinese telecommunications company Huawei being shut out of the main contract for rolling out New Zealand's ultra-fast broadband network.
Does he now feel embarrassed that having invited Huawei into New Zealand and virtually offering them contracts on a plate in 2011, that he has now been forced to keep them out of the major contract following the persistent concerns of all our major security partners?
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, the member is deliberately attempting to mislead the House. I did not invite Huawei into New Zealand.
Mr Key eventually had to withdraw and apologise for accusing Claire Curran of deliberately misleading Parliament. Now from the Chamber to the committee rooms and this report from Rhys Lyon.
A bill that would give the Māori television service extra channels by enabling it to use more of the digital television spectrum was the subject of concern for Te Putahi Pāho, the organisation representing Māori interests in Māori TV. Chairman Tuwhakaere Rā Williams explained to the Māori Affairs Committee what role his organisation has.
Under the current bill, Te Putahi Pāho and the Crown through the responsible ministers have equal decision-making powers as stakeholders, joint stakeholders in the Māori Television Service.
Mr Williams said the proposed bill would change that relationship.
We want to retain that really important balance, and our view at Te Putahi Pāho is that sections clause 24 D and 24F alter that balance and shifts the balance of power back to the Crown.
Asked why he thought the Crown wanted to alter that balance, Mr Williams suggested it had to do with Māori TV being granted wider use of the digital spectrum.
And I'm surmising that as a consequence of that, the Crown wants some certainty that the way in which that responsibility is carried out in relation to Māori Television Service and the allocation of spectrum to them, that there's going to be a guarantee that Māori Television will become the recipient of that.
Mr Williams explained to the committee just why the bill, as drafted, worried his organisation.
Our concern is that, you know, we're shifting the relationship away from one that has been about consultation and talking things through to one party now dictating, having the power to dictate to the other. Now that's a critical issue for us.
Te Putahi Pahu chairman Tu Whakareora Williams, making a submission on the Māori Television Service Amendment Bill.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.